Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. I recently talked to you folks about ways that you can absolutely sink your chances of having your resume read effectively by hiring executives. And today I wanted to zero in on the objective statement, something that you probably are familiar with from times gone by. And it usually starts with something like objective. I want to work in a company in which I can provide great experience and achieve superior results. Who do you think that wrote that statement? Well, I just came up with it off the top of my head. But to whom does that type of statement apply? I hope it applies to every single one of you, and you all want to do great things with your background, and you all want to make your companies better than when you arrived. I think that's universally why people go into the kinds of things they do, is because they have good experience and they want to add something to their future company. But I will promise you, an objective starts with the word I, so it's necessarily self-centered. And because your resume is about you, but it's for your hiring executive audience, starting your message with I want, it's a terrible thing to do. It's a terrible way to start describing why you're good for an organization when all you can think about, apparently, is yourself. So what do you do instead of this resume dooming objective statement? You start with what I call your billboard. And of course, that starts with your name at the top of the paper, your contact information. Now let's get into your branding. Underneath that is going to be your resume headline. And beneath that is going to be a branding statement or series of statements that describe why you are amazing. So what can you do to do that? Well, first, take a deep, hard look at all the things that you have done in your career. Can you categorize them into subject areas in which your audience will be interested? For example, could it be budgeting? Could it be executive leadership? It could be IT strategy. It could be customer service strategy. All of those things, broadly speaking, are going to be valuable to your future hiring executives. And you're going to know this because you'll have done the research and you'll think about the things that they're going to want to know about. And you're going to put those front and center. So instead of saying, I want to work at a company in which I can do great things, talk about the great things you know how to do. Talk about the ways that you have implemented novel technology solutions to create business process automation that saved the company 25% year over year. Okay, that's interesting. Tell me more, right? What if you rescued 13% of non-renewing customers with something very straightforward and simple? These are all super things to enumerate and detail and describe as part of your branding statement, and that should absolutely take the place of your objective statement. And why is this true? Because remember, the objective statement says, I want, I want, I want. The branding statement says, look what I can do for you. So you're still talking about yourself and you're still giving a great deal of information that your hiring executive needs to know about you, but you're giving them the chance to frame it in a way that they need to hear it so they can put themselves in the position of, well, if this person came to work for me, if I hired this person, what would they start doing right away? So if you can think of what you can bring to the table on day one, put that into your branding statement, substitute it for what you used to have as your objective statement, and you are off and running, and your hiring executive is going to do something remarkable. They're going to see that, and because they hope that every resume coming across their desk is their next great hire, they're going to call you. They're going to call you because you've already connected the dots for them. You've already given them a great deal of information about what makes you special and how you can help them starting from the moment you walk into the door. They understand that if you did it once before, even if you're alluding to them in a broad sense at the top of your resume and the details come down the page in those bullets, they know that you're going to be able to create those kinds of things, if not exactly those types of results, then similar results or categorically similar results from the moment they bring you on and set you up at your desk and have you up and running. Thanks again. I'm Amy L. Adler of Five Strengths Career Transition Experts. Please subscribe to this at iTunes. You can find us at fivestrengths.com/iTunes.